You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Following Jimmy Valentine is a full cast audiobook musical told entirely through story and song, created by New York composer and writer Jeff Flaster. It features a star-studded West End cast, including Celinda Schumacher, Hadley Fraser, and Carrie Ellis, who you might recognize for her portrayal of Elphaba in Wicked and Fantine in Les Mis.
You are sweet as honey, green as a vine. Can you see this coming? When you see
Now, the audiobook musical tells the story of Detective Jim Price, who, desperate to feel like a hero again, pursues notorious jewel thief Jimmy Valentine. But when Jimmy falls for Annabelle, he changes his tune. But is it too late? And we're joined now by West End star Carrie Ellis and the man behind this audiobook musical, Jeff Flaster. It is great speaking with you both today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, Jeff, let's start with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about the inspiration behind this story? I believe this was inspired by a very famous short story by O. Henry.
Yes, this was inspired by a story by O. Henry called A Retrieved Reformation, which is about reinvention. A lot of people say, be yourself, but my view is we make ourselves, kind of like a painting, and we keep refining.
And it's such a lovely idea because you have this, I guess, play between the two characters. And how did it feel writing this? Because it's not your traditional audiobook. It's also a musical, but I would say it's very different than just listening to a cast recording from a West End production, let's say.
Yes, that's correct. This is an audiobook musical, full cast story told only through sound. Sound of it on the stage is in your mind.
I love that. And I think it makes it really accessible to our audience because our core audience is blind and partially sighted people. So it's a little bit like listening to a radio drama, isn't it?
Yeah, it's exactly like a radio drama of 100 years ago.
And Carrie, you were involved in this project. Was it very different recording, I guess, in the studio versus performing on stage? I mean, like, what's the positives and negatives of doing it this way?
Well, I mean, we were very fortunate that Jeff was with us the whole time. He was on Zoom. And so he kind of guided us through the whole thing. We recorded predominantly separately. And then I had an afternoon with Hadley. So I actually got to play opposite Hadley, which was lovely and brought a whole new energy to what we were doing. But it was quite intense because we had a short period of time to cover a lot of material. There's a lot of scenes and a lot of music, a lot of diverse music. But that was amazing to get into and to discover and to play with. And the story's fantastic. And it's a great, it's just a brilliant audio musical. It really is. I don't think there's anything else quite like it out there at the moment. I think it's going to be really interesting and refreshing for people to just sit and listen to.
And Jeff, how would you describe the musical style?
The musical style is, what would it sound like if Beethoven wrote a country song?
I'm glad you said that.
Because I have, Beethoven is the guy who could write a whole symphony out of just four notes, but the principles he used to do that don't have to apply only to classical. So I apply them to jazz, pop, and classic rock. And one of my cast members described what I've written as classical music that sounds like pop.
That's amazing. I feel like it makes it, I guess, a lot more approachable to a very wide audience because classical music, sometimes people maybe feel a little bit intimidated, but I feel like you're making it a lot more approachable in this way.
That has always been my mission statement. In fact, I summarize it as catch it and keep it. The idea is to have the accessibility of popular music and durability of classical music.
Now, Carrie, I would love to know what drew you to, I guess, star in this audiobook musical?
Well, it's always very flattering when somebody approaches you and, you know, invites you to come and be a part of a project. But, you know, Jeff very kindly and mentioned that my voice or my sound was in his mind when he was creating the music. And so, of course, you know, you get that phone call, and it was a no-brainer for me. I was honored. It was a real privilege. And then to just be part of it and just get stuck into the text and the music. And it's a joy to kind of jump into something that's so different from anything else I've played in the past, and then bring my own flavor to it. So I was very grateful to be part of it.
Jeff, what was it about Kerry that made you think, she's my Detective Jen Price?
Well, really just her acting and her singing. I wanted someone. I've got a story that is basically a cop and a robber, but that has you rooting for both of them. This story has been compared to Les Mis. So Jen, Carrie's character, is essentially my Javert. But unlike Javert, I want people rooting for Jen as well. So I needed somebody who could play characters who aren't easily categorizable. And in terms of music, I needed people, because I write classical, it sounds like pop, I needed someone who could be genre fluid. And Kerry also sings music that is not easily categorizable. Is it classical? Is it pop? Is it show tune? It's some of each.
I love that. And I believe you're meeting the entire cast for the first time in person today as well.
Yes, yes. That's exciting for me. And some of the cast are meeting each other for the first time in person, mm-hmm. because everyone recorded separately.
Well, it's definitely going to be a very exciting day for both of you. But if we wanted to listen to Falling Jimmy Valentine, where can we find it?
It is up on Amazon and music streamers. The audiobook is on Amazon. If you go to followingjimmyvalentine.co.uk, it will take you right there. Or you can search streamers like Spotify and Apple Music for the soundtrack.
Fantastic. And the audiobook itself is 2 hours and 10 minutes. So it's a really easy, quick listen. But in the meantime, Jeff Flaster and Kerry Ellis, thank you so much for speaking on the RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.